It's At the Letters, Sportsnet's Blue Jays podcast with Arden Zwelling and Ben Nicholson-Smith.
I think that the biggest decisions they have to make are concerning Marco Estrada. Some people might think it's David Price, but I don't think so. I think it's actually Marco Estrada, because you have a very big decision to make on whether you qualify him. And the qualifying offer is probably just a little bit south of $16 million this year, I believe. And you have to make that offer within 5 days at the end of the World Series. And you offer him that, and you take the risk that he's going to accept it. And now you got $16 million in the books. Alex told me yesterday, he was like, yeah, if you're getting one of those out, like, you better be prepared to pay it. Like, you better be willing to pay it. Cause the guy, when they qualified Melky Cabrera last year, they were willing to take him on for 1 year, $16 million. So you do that, or you, and then when you do that, you get draft pick compensation back, or you don't. Either way, I think Marco Estrada is going to see what's available to him on the market. But if you qualify him, he's always going to have that in his back pocket, and that's going to scare away some teams if you qualify him from offering him a contract, because they don't want to give up the draft pick. Where do you stand on this?
Well, where do I stand on it? Is it what would be the right move for the Blue Jays?
I don't know. Sure. What would you do?
I would not qualify.
Really? Why not?
Because I don't think he's a $16 million pitcher.
Right.
What would you do?
I would qualify him, because I think the Blue Jays will, and I would. Because I think he's going to go to market, and I think that he'll, even if he has that draft pick tied to him, I think he'll probably get 2 years and 20 from someone.
Right, but...
And to him, 2 years and 20 is better than 116.
Why would that be better?
Because it's more money and more term. Because next year he could blow out his elbow.
He could. But I mean, so that's saying... Because if you think you're going to get 2 and 20... Wouldn't you just accept the qualifying offer and then go to the market the next year and
but you,
presumably
no
get more than $4 million?
Next year you might not perform. There's no certainty.
Right. But we know these guys are confident in themselves.
They are.
But that you get to free agency by being confident in yourself.
Here's the other way I look at it. If you're Marco Estrada's agent, are you turning to him and saying, yep, the best I can do for you is 1 year, $16 million. I can't get you anything better than that. Accept this.
Yeah. No, it's true. But at the same time, $16 million is a lot of money. I don't think that would be lost on anyone, Marco Estrada included. I mean, this is, what did he make this past season? Let's see.
I don't know.
3.9,
really?
So that would be a 400% raise.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I think most of us would take that.
I don't think that's the prism that he looks at it through, though, you know?
Maybe not. And certainly, expectations have risen steadily as this season has progressed and Estrada has continued getting results, as they should. I mean, he's been tremendous. He had a great season with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
He's going to help someone next year. I really believe that. He's a good pitcher. Is he a $16 million pitcher? I don't know.
Do you feel that, what do you think the market will be for him? Because there's some interesting pitching on the, you know, there's some like big names out there when you look at some of the guys that are going to be available. But do you think the teams maybe that lose out on them say, hey, Marco Estrada, you know, he had what, like a 3.13 ERA, you know, two really, really good postseason starts, three actually, you know, maybe this is our guy.
Yeah. And the nice thing about Estrada, I mean, here's the sales pitch on Estrada. He has pitched in two hitters' parks. He has succeeded in spite of that. He has started pitching up in the zone and really succeeding with a tremendous off-speed pitch and his changeup. He induces a lot of weak contact. He has really had three of the last four seasons have been quite good. And he's not that old, 32. He should have a lot of good years ahead of him. So to me, he's clearly got a case for a multi-year deal.